Welcome to Road Trip Radio, the food, travel, and adventure show that's all about making the most of every moment. It's a fun-filled journey where you'll be introduced to amazing people, learn about interesting places, experience incredible food, and dare to take on new challenges. So fasten your seatbelts, turn up the volume, set your phone to speed dial, and get ready for a half hour of lighthearted enlightenment with your Road Trip Radio hosts, Rick Griffin and Sandy McKenna.
Hey y'all, welcome to Road Trip Radio. Sandy and I got to rub elbows with the cast of The Love Boat and about 25 of the show's celebrity guest stars at the Regal Princess naming ceremony. And while we were cruising around the Caribbean, we got to interview Gavin McLeod. That was Captain Steubing on The Love Boat. And he is one of the kindest and most inspirational people we've ever had the pleasure of encountering in all of our travels. So for today's show, we're going to play that interview right now.
Whereas Rick and I, how long has it been? Six years?
About 6 years, yeah.
We started a web series, and it's called Midlife Road Trip. It's food, travel, and adventure, but it's about us knocking things off our bucket list.
Uh-huh.
And this trip is like a big thing for us.
Wonderful.
Because
yeah, it's really
we grew up. You know, well, we were kind of grown up when this show started, and So we got to see all this. And
I was
so
a little kid.
Well, I was a little grown up.
I was too.
We were younger.
It's
younger
been
versions.
That long,
younger versions of
but
ourselves.
But I didn't have any hair.
But it was
anyway,
such a thrill.
It's so nice to hear that, you know. That's what's wonderful about this particular show. How many years we went on in 1977? People have had babies, people have died, people have had huge families since then. Everything has happened. Look what's happened to the world since then.
Mm-hmm.
And the Love Boat is still afloat.
And better than ever.
It's like that speech that I gave last night at the beginning of the thing about love. And that's what it's all about. And I think the reason why Princess continues to grow and people have repeat, they can't wait to get back again, is because they feel loved and cared about. You know, and that's very special because of the way the world has turned out right now. I pray to God that things change.
Uh-huh.
But the indifference of the world is very disturbing, obviously. But this is the Love Boat. This is Princess Cruises. This is what changes people's lives. I've seen people come on ships, you know, had a little chip on their shoulder about a certain kind of person because they were a different color or came from a different country or something. And then they're assigned to sit next to them in those days. And in 3 or 4 days, they don't want to leave them. They want to be with them all the time. It breaks barriers.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the early, I used to see that in the early days, breaking barriers between people, just bringing them together. And that happened to my brother and his wife. They had a different, wasn't Princess Cruises. Princess wasn't doing what they wanted to do, so they went on another cruise someplace. And they still, that must be about 52 years ago, and they still write to those people who they met on that cruise. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
I think it's really awesome. And you actually have a book.
Oh yeah, this is your captain speaking.
Yes.
You're going to be on the ship, so we're going to be signing them and all that.
Awesome.
It's been very successful.
Yes.
You know, I get letters from all over the country now, some from even Europe, because some people send it to other people and all that. But the major, major push really hasn't even started yet. We had a semi-push. Florence did an endorsement. Marion did an endorsement. Who else is here? Julie Benson, the head of public relations, did a beautiful endorsement. Nancy Sinatra, but the people who are here, I mean, we've been friends since we were young.
And what do you attribute that to? That all of you, and we can see it as outsiders,
uh-huh.
that how genuine your friendship is. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's because we've all been through hard times. We've had rough backgrounds. None of us came from money, you know, so we had dreams, and we've realized those dreams. God's had us realize them. And this is a dream. This is more than I ever anticipated, to think the Princess Cruises from those two little small ships. Well, you saw Mr. McDonald last night. You saw the history of it and everything. To this stature where it is now. And I mean, I was just doing that original piece that you saw at the beginning last night, talking about love and all that, 2 weeks ago in L.A. Harbor. And people were coming out to go to Mexico, and then the Grand was next door, and they were going to someplace else. thousands and thousands of people were getting off, and thousands of people were getting on. And I keep saying, why do they say the economy stinks? You know, there are people that don't have any money, I suppose. But it seems like these people who, when you see them, I'm not judgmental, I don't believe in that, but you see the way some of them dress. You know, I saw some of the worst hair pieces I ever saw in my life. I said, and I went home and told my wife, she said, well, why don't you start a hairpiece business on the ship and rent them for the cruise?
That's brilliant.
The captain's hair. You can wear it. You can wear it for the cruise.
That's right. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
You've been a part of a hit television show. You've traveled all over the world.
Uh-huh.
What is left on your bucket list?
Oh, well, this is something. I have 7 kids and 10 grandkids. And my youngest girl just turned 50. I love it. She's in Cape Cod in New England having a little trip now with my other sister, my other daughter. And she said, Dad, because I have one son, David, he's in my movie too. If you see my movie in your, if you see my movie, have you seen the movie
it's
I did
on
the, yet?
That was, yeah.
You know, my son David speaks. They cut him out a little bit. But anyway, my daughter Julie, but David, he's always like trying to be my dad, you know. My father died when I was 13, and so this is one son that I had that said, now look, I think you should do this. He was only giving me advice. And and he said, what do you want to do that, you know? I said, well, I've always dreamed of getting a house on wheels. And then I realized I toured in one of those things once with Moon Over Buffalo. But I want to take my kids and some of the grandkids. And so Meg called and she said, Dad, she said, David said that your bucket list included, you know, a house on wheels. I said, yeah, we love to look at them, you know, it's maybe just vicarious, but it would be nice to go someplace in one, you know. But I said, I don't know if I'm the one to drive. I mean, I can drive a little bit, but you know, you need somebody younger because today's traffic. That's one reason I had to get out of LA. And so that's on my bucket list, really to do that. And then I would like my wife to take a cruise with me before we have to pack it in. She hasn't been able to cruise with me for a couple of years because of what she's going through physically. And so that's a very sad mm-hmm. thing in my life. But I know we're going to overcome that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have her get well and forget the trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, but we look at the good things in life. Like Casey is great to look at.
One of my better pieces of work.
You're doing a good job.
And you guys, you and Patty have an incredible story.
We really do.
Yeah.
And we did our first book back on course, and then we had a program on Trinity Broadcasting mm-hmm. Network for 17 years. We still get letters from people from all over the world.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
And then did you see the spiritual movie I did, the Secrets of Jonathan Sperry?
No, but
you
I
should
think
see
read
that.
About it.
That's probably, I'm more proud of that than anything I've done in my life, because it really, people really come to the Lord because of that movie, and that's what I'm about.
And is that what inspires you?
Exactly. I've had things wrong with me. There's no reason I'm still sitting here talking to you. I could have died so many times before, but I didn't, and there's got to be a reason for that. And I think the payback time is that if I could be forgiven of my sins, becoming a new person, and I really have become a new person. Many years ago when this happened, and I'm just so grateful every moment we have. People said, how can you laugh and be happy? I said, well, because I am happy. I am happy. I have a father I can go to with my problems, if there's any problems.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have a father growing up, but God has been my father, and it hands out, give me your problems. I'm here to, and that alleviates so much on the word worry. I mean,
uh-huh.
I don't worry about anything, and it's not a sin, but it's not a good thing to worry, because it accomplishes nothing. It makes you sick. You can't change yesterday. You can't change what somebody's thinking about you. You just let it all go. And so I think, consequently, you get more healthy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't let what other people say or think. And if people are negative about me in any way, most of them don't say it to my face. You know. But my book has inspired people, and I dedicate it, you know, to. Because it's called This Is Your Captain Speaking, and this book is dedicated to the captain of my life, who came that I would have life and have it more abundantly. That's what the Bible says. And so I've had that, and and that's exactly what I have.
That is awesome. Yeah. You know, Casey and I were watching some of the old episodes in our stateroom, and we saw one episode where you were on an island, and they asked you to pray, which you don't see that on television.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, yes. But there was a hurricane coming. And
the hurricane?
Yeah.
I remember the hurricane being all drenched with the water. This is only in Hollywood. We all go out on the search and the hurricane comes, and the only regular left on the ship is the bartender, and he takes over. Is that hysterical or what? Isn't that funny?
You gave him a promotion after that.
Yeah. Yeah. We had some great stories and some great times. We all like each other so much. There's no jealousy or anything. And Jill has been the most wonderful asset. And they said, who's your favorite guest star? My wife has always been my favorite guest star because we went to Lauren's wedding. I mean, Julie McCoy's wedding. And we happened to be at back of Aaron and his wife, Candy. He turns around, he said, Patty, he said, I got a great part for you next week. And so she did her first one, and she did six more. She had different wigs on and stuff. It's all in the book. And so she's my favorite guest star because you can't pick out of all these big people. But Jill is really... When Jill came aboard, with those blue eyes just like mine, and I was just in love with that kid, and you can see how she's blossomed. And she's been through life. She's been through some things. She's got two young boys, one in college and one younger. And she is a natural. And she was a natural with her. She had a radio program in L.A. too. You know, she's a naturally glib, caring, creative. And she sings up a storm.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, I wanted to revive Paint Your Wagon. I said, Jill, there's a great part for you. You've got to do this. So we'll see what happens. You know.
So there's no egos with you guys. You support each other.
Oh,
it's really awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have to. It starts at the top.
And what's next for you?
Oh, I'm doing a play. I'm doing a fabulous play called Happy Hour. It's a two-character play. I did it about 3 months ago, and it went through the roof. And so we're doing it again. A producer's coming out from New York. It's just a two-character thing. And we kind of read it with music stands and stuff. I consider it a gift from God at my age to have a piece like this. It really gives us a chance to show what the young man that plays my son and I can do. It's all about an older man living in New Hampshire on the lake. His wife has passed away. And he has a daughter that lives next door with a husband. She looks after the old guy. And she and her husband are going to New York because he's in the restaurant business looking for them. And why he comes is because he wants to have the old guy go to a home because he falls. And it's about dealing with that subject, which I dealt with my mom. Many, many people, I'd say, most of the populace, if people live longer, have to deal with that subject. And the reaction was, because it's so funny too, there are moments in it where, like, the son is 45 years old, and he said, you know something? He said, I never get a chance to tell you about sex. You know, he said, you want to hear about the birds and the bees? He said, no, Dad, no, I don't. Well, let me tell you, he said, you know. He said, I didn't know when I was supposed to do it. He said, your mom knew when your sister started to have to wear a brassiere. This is the time to talk to her. But there was no indication from you. So let me tell you now. So he starts telling him this stuff, and it's hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And it's very poignant. My pastor came, and he lost it weeping twice, and yet laughing his head off. And so the response has been so, really so incredible. I haven't had response to any play that I've done since 1960 when I did The Connection with Robert Blake, when I overdosed on stage playing a junkie. They had to teach me how to do that. I didn't know anything about that. But this is like people from nowhere just keep calling and saying, you've got to see it again, you've got to see it again, you've got to see it again. And so we're going to do that, and then We may take it someplace. We may go to New York. We may go to L.A. I don't know. Whatever God has in mind.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, we know you've got to get somewhere else, but we want to thank you so much for your time.
Well, I'm glad you can come to
the sweet
home.
I love it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
With the captain on the love boat. How cool is that?
That really is cool.